Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to again be in the tower room of the air castle, which has so many towers, because from this topmost tower we see many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. Oh, there goes an aeroplane. My, that aeroplane belongs to the land of everyday. Ah, all of the children like to see aeroplanes. President Pip has a very wonderful aeroplane called the Spirit of Adventure, but he invented himself. And strange but true, it has for its fuel red pepper. And he calls it the sneeze motor, saying that if he had all of the sneezes in the world, he could run a motor which would send a battleship clear across the ocean. Well, while we're waiting for our little friends to gather here in the tower room, clickety-clack, little happy little wooden man, and everyone, we might sing a song about a little boy who used to ask so very many questions. There was a little boy about your size with curly hair and the big bright eyes, kept asking a question all day long, and that is why we sing this song. It really was an awful task to answer all the questions he would ask. Why does the moon come up at night? Why is it round and why is it bright? Does a weatherman make the summer breeze? Or is it made by the waving trees? Is the world really round or is it flat? Why don't we fall off if it's made like that? When will I be a great big man? Why can't a chicken talk if I can? Why has a monkey hands like mine? Do walnuts grow on a tree or a vine? He asked why the ocean was so deep. Then all tired out, he went to sleep.
And there's another little song we know about the train. Tickety Clack and Bugler Murphy have a toy train, and they always like to hear this song.
Come, little playmate, play with me the wonderful game of train. First, little playmate, you can be conductor from here to Maine. Second, playmate, the engineer. Third, the fireman strong. I'm the brakeman. Never fear, we're sure to get along. Ding, dong. All aboard, here we go. Ding, dong. Hear the whistle blow. Salt Lake, Denver, Omaha, Chicago, Pittsburgh. Then we draw into New York, then out again, and here we are way up in Maine.
And that's the song about the train. Well, a train is going by now. A really truly train. We can see it through the window, facing the land of every day. Oh. Clackety-clack and Bugler Murphy must be up on the roof of the tower. Oh, no wonder. They always like to see the trains go by in the land of every day. Yes, they're up there. I think we'd better hurry up there and see if we can't see some of the trains, too. Oh, here we are on top of the tower. Hello, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy. There goes the train. Here comes another one. Oh, just see. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, a great big one, too. And here comes President Pip, too, Bugler Murphy. We better blow the salute, regardless. Hello, President Pip.
Well, how do you do? Goodness me. Well, watching the trains go by. I see what you're doing. Well, goodness me.
Yes, President Pip, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy like nothing better.
Oh, it certainly looks natural going by there. Seems to me like I would like to ride on one of them sometime. Remember the time we took a ride on a really truly train?
Yes, I do, President Pip. Oh, it was lots of fun, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. Goodness me. I wish Mr. Arnold would come upstairs. I don't know whether he's seen the train or not. I'll have to ring the bell for him. Mr. Arnold!
Here he comes. Here he comes. Oh, what's the matter, Clickety-Clack?
Oh, goodness me. Clickety-Clack is so excited and he nearly fell over off of the tower. Who'll never do that, Clickety-Clack?
Hello, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, you ring a bell for Mr. Arnold.
Yes. Now, we're up here watching the trains go by. Did you ever see a train?
Oh, train? No, not to see a train. What to call train?
Well, you just look. Here comes one.
Oh, bad. Oh, bad, the bigger dragon. Mr. Earl, here you run to hide.
Oh, no, don't run away. Goodness me. It won't hurt you.
Oh, fire coming from the nose.
Oh, that's not its nose. That's a smokestack. See, that's a train. People ride on it.
Oh, very bad, Mr. Arnold, not like a train. Ooh, look like a great big snake with smoke from a nose.
Oh, goodness me, Mr. Arnold, that train was full of people. They're going from one city to another. That's what they're doing, and that's the way they travel in the land of every day. Didn't you know that?
Oh, Mr. Arnold, make better to walk on the foot.
Oh, well, you don't like the noise.
Mr. R doesn't quite understand, I guess. Perhaps sometime we can get him to take a trip on the train, and then he'll get to like it much better, I'm sure.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Mr. R, go back downstairs, make a cookie for Mr. President Pip.
Oh, well, that's fine, and thank you very much. All right, then, you just go on downstairs and make the cookies if you want to. You know, Story Man, if there's anything I like better than a cookie, it's two cookies.
Yeah? How do you like Little Gingerbread Man?
Oh, sorry, man. I used to like Little Gingerbread Man until the real little Gingerbread Man who talks came to see us. And that's kind of... Well, you know, he's a little bit different.
Oh, certainly, President Pip. But, you know, in the land of make-believe, Little Gingerbread Man are somewhat different than the ones in the land of everyday. By the way, where is the Little Gingerbread Man? Bugler Murphy?
Bugler Murphy's trying to get him to come up here. Little Gingerbread Man. Well, that isn't a Little Gingerbread Man. That's Mr. Un.
Hello, Mr. Un.
Oh, look. What? Yep, he brings to me.
Oh, hello. Oh, Story Man. That's Happy Duck's little hat. Goodness me. Yep, where did you get that?
Yep, please tell us quickly. Happy Duck has been missing for several days. That's Happy Duck's little red hat.
Where did you find that? Oh, perhaps maybe we'll find out where Happy Duck is and we'll be able to go to get Happy Duck back to the air castle. Goodness me. Just a minute. Here's a note. Read it, Story Man.
President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPip. Ex-president of the land of make-believe.
What? A very young idea. Ex-president. I'm still the president. Who would have... the audacity to send such a note to me. What does it say?
It says, Happy Duck is my prisoner. You cannot find us because we are at the bottom of the lake.
Oh, who wrote it?
Signed by the Slippery Elf.
Oh, the little Slippery Elf. We'll just have to see about that. Can't get Happy Duck because we're at the bottom of the lake. There's something mysterious about this.
Oh, not can go to bottom of lake, not to breathe in water.
Well, you just leave that to me. I'll figure out some way to get down to the bottom of the lake if that's where they are.
Riggedy Clack is quite excited to hear all of this news. So is Gizmo Murphy. Yip, where did you find this note? Slippery Elf?
There's the Slippery Elf gave it to him. Right at the edge of the lake and then jumped right back into the water again. Uh-huh. The thick plottins.
Pardon me?
The plot thickens, excuse me.
Oh, President, good.
Well, goodness me, that was a mistake. I wasn't trying to be humorous. Now, let me see. Here in the library, I'll have to look around. Now that we're back here. Just let me see. I'll have to look at the plans of the air castle and the surrounding grounds and see if I can see anything. Let's see. Here it says East Tower, West Tower. There's the plans of the West Tower. Here's the plans right here for the reception hall. Here's the courtyard and the drawbridge. Here's the lake in the informal gardens. Now I understand.
What is it, President Pip? Tell me.
You see right here? See these little lines here? It says, tunnel under lake. Trap door 3 feet west and north of drawbridge.
Oh, President Pip, how can we ever get to the bottom of the lake to find this little trap door? That is very mysterious.
Well, I think that's one of their old secret passageways they used to have in the ancient days when they tried to get away from the enemy. You see, when the enemy would capture the castle, the people in it would have to find some way of escaping. So they used to go down below the lake. They used to dive in there, and then there's a couple of doors down there. They're both watertight, you see. And you go into one, and then you let the water out, and then you open the other, and then you're in a passageway, and nobody can get to you. And that's where the Slippery Elf has happy enough right this minute. Now, what do you think of that?
President Pip, do you think we'll be able to get there?
Well, now, let me scratch my head. I'm getting quite to scratching his head, too. Didn't see. Hope the children didn't think that was me scratching my head. My head isn't made of wood.
Have you an idea yet, President Pip?
I have an idea. You see what I'll do? You ever hear of a diving bell?
Diving bell? What is it like?
Well, it's just like a bell, but you get inside of it, and no water can get up in it. And we'll go right down to the diving bell, and until we find the trap door, and we'll go right in there, rescue Happy Duck, and take the Slippery Elf prisoner.
Biggity Clack and Bugler Murphy think that is a splendid plan, President Pip.
That is a splendid plan. What other kind of a plan could the president like me think up, anyway?
Oh, you're always having very good ideas. However, the magic bells are ringing, and I shall have to return to the land of every day. When we meet again, no doubt there will be some excitement. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.